The developer of an unfinished, 36-unit apartment building downtown is in legal dispute with a drywall contractor and building material supplier over hundreds of thousands of dollars of work on the project. Peter Wise of PRP Holdings Limited said his company has sold the building, which remains unoccupied and is waiting for construction to resume on the exterior. In a petition to the BC Supreme Court dated February 2, PRP Holdings Limited asked the court to remove builders' liens placed on Quebec Street House by Dreadlock Drywall Inc. and Kenrock Building Materials Co. Limited. On January 12, Dreadlock Drywall filed a builder's lien of $318,755.98 on the property, and on January 16, Kenrock filed a lien for $56,942.21 on the property. According to the petition, on February 11, 2021, PRP Holdings contracted Dreadlock to install the insulation, walls and ceilings in the apartment building for a fixed price of $608,536.10, including GST. In the petition, PRP Holdings claims it has already paid Dreadlock $579,558.19 for the work, and that the drywall contractor invoiced them for $232,145.59 of extras of the project. Of that invoice, less than $30,000 of the work value was agreed to by the petitioner as an extra, the petition by PRP Holdings says. In a notice of civil claim filed in the BC Supreme Court by Dreadlock Drywall Inc. against PRP Holdings Limited and Peter Wise on February 23, the drywall contractor says PRP Holdings requested a number of changes to the original scope of work and were billed accordingly. The defendants have made partial payment under the agreement but have refused or neglected to pay the balance owing pursuant to the agreement, the notice of claim says. Dreadlock is requesting a judgment against PRP Holdings for the outstanding $318,755.98 and a judgment against Peter Wise for a sum to be determined for breach of trust. None of the claims made in PRP Holdings' petition or Dreadlock Drywall's notice of claim have been tested in court.